This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, my sweet friends, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and if it's okay with you, and it has to be because we're doing it anyway, we're going to do things a little bit differently today. I had put together a free training video up on primalpotential.com talking about why diets don't work and why sometimes you don't do the work and how you can break both of those patterns. So even though it's a video presentation and there are some pictures in it, some progress pictures of me, of some of my clients, I want to strip the audio and share it here on the podcast because I think it's very important and I know what a convenient medium this is for listening, easier than sitting in front of your computer or your device watching a video. And the reason I think it's so important is because I don't want any of you, no matter what your goals are, no matter what your history is, I don't want any of you to feel trapped by diets or to constantly be searching for the next latest greatest diet. I know I spent hours and weeks and months and years trying to find the one that was right for me, but here's what I really, really want to get across to you guys. There is something fundamentally wrong with the way traditional diets are structured that makes them designed to not work, to not be sustainable. And I need you to understand why that's true so that you no longer make it about you and what you are doing wrong. Now, the flip side of that, and I'm not going to deny, is that sometimes you are the one not doing the work. That doesn't mean that the diet works. Most diets are built in the same way that sets you up to not be successful long term. But even if you have an approach that can work long term, we often struggle with not doing the work. And I want you to understand that as well and how you can overcome it. So if you want to see the pictures, you can watch the video over on primalpotential.com on the blog. Or if you just want to listen to it, you can do that here on the podcast. One last thing before we kick off. In our next episode, I'm going to be sharing something new. I shared with you recently in the two-part thyroid series how I'm working through some health challenges and making some changes to overcome them. And there's one particular thing that I've been doing that's been amazing. And I want to share with you some of the biggest lessons I've learned from it. I think it's really powerful and it has the potential to transform the way you take care of your body, the way you approach food choices, the way you rethink temptation and motivation and fear of missing out. So do not miss the next episode where I will be sharing that stuff. And with all of that said, let's roll with the audio. Hey everybody, it is Elizabeth Benton here, and I wanted to chat with you guys. I used to do a lot more live webinars, but I know it's back to school season and everybody has a lot of stuff going on, and I felt like it was most important for me to share this stuff with as many people as possible who can hear it, because I know how tired so many of us are of wanting to make a change, wanting to eat better, wanting to lose weight, wanting to improve our body composition, and consuming so much information about it, but not making the changes we need to make consistently. I know how exhausting that is. I know how frustrating that is. And I don't want anybody to feel like that for another day because you just don't have to. So I wanted to spend a little bit of time today talking about some of the things that I think will help you be more consistent and accelerate your progress towards your goals. So just the fact that you are hearing my voice right now, just the fact that you are here, you're already motivated. You wouldn't have clicked on this, you wouldn't be listening right now if you did not have some desire somewhere in your heart, somewhere in your soul to make an improvement. You're already here, so you're already motivated. And that is more than half of the battle.
But now we have to turn that desire, we have to turn that motivation into action. We have to translate that desire that's always there into action that's always there so that we can get consistent results. Wanting it is fantastic. That is the beginning, but wanting it is not going to get you there. And I know this because I've been there where I wanted it. I wanted it so bad. Here in these pictures, which isn't even my heaviest because I would have shot anybody that went near me with a camera at my heaviest, although picture on the pink, my ex-husband took that, and you can bet, in fairness, I had just woken up, but you can bet that if I knew he had taken that picture, I would have killed him and he wouldn't be my ex-husband, he'd be my dead husband, but that's a whole other story. But I understand what it's like because when I was at my heaviest, I wanted it badly. It's not like I didn't care and I just ate whatever I wanted whenever I wanted because, well, I love food and I don't really care. No, I cared a lot. I cared a whole heck of a lot. I wanted desperately to not be in that body. I wanted desperately to lose weight. But wanting it isn't enough. I know what it's like to be frustrated. I know what it's like to feel defeated because I tried every diet under the sun. I was depressed. I hated looking in the mirror. Don't even talk to me about clothes shopping. I didn't believe I could do it, so I really felt hopeless. I had tried and failed so many times that I was like, can I do this? And I was exhausted by wanting it and learning about it and planning for it. Not doing it consistently, but I was exhausted anyway. I was obsessed with it. I had anxiety about vacations, about dinners out, about work dinners and work lunches. I was obsessed. I was confused. I didn't know which way was up, what was right for my body, what was a good approach, what was not a good approach. All I knew was that I wasn't consistently doing the work, but I turned it around. And I know that you can turn it around too. And that's what I want to do in the little bit of time that we'll spend together today. You can. B, this is going to blow your mind. Ready? I wouldn't have thought this was true, but you got to take my word for it right now. You can be free from food obsession, from weight loss obsession, and not just like, whatever, I don't care anymore. You can get what you want without being obsessed. You can feel confident. That was a foreign concept to me. Energetic, hopeful, able, capable, certain. Grateful and thankful, all of those things. I promise you, without dieting, and not just without dieting because you eat whatever you want, without dieting, achieving your goals. I know it sounds like a unicorn. I get it. And that's because most of the people out there are trying to sell you lotions and potions and pills and shakes and all this other crap, diet programs that are going to give you these rules that you're never going to follow. That is not what I am about. There is a serious problem with traditional weight loss programs. The 30-day this, the 20-day this, the 7-day this, the whatever, calorie count this, carb count this, all there is a problem with traditional weight loss programs out there, and that's why people bounce around from one to the other to the other to the other to the other, and that's why they can all make so much money because the people stay fat. There is a problem with traditional weight loss programs, and the problem is that they are designed around what is called a leader follower model. And what this means is that the guru or the person who designed the program or the CEO of the company or whatever it is, that person is the leader who makes all of the rules, and you are the follower who must follow their rules. You must abide by their rules. They're not your rules. They're this other person's rules. Maybe they work for this other person's, and you're supposed to assume that they work for you. They might not work for your lifestyle. They might not work for your body. They might not work for your hormones, but this leader sets the structure, and you, square peg, are supposed to fit in a round hole. There are several issues with this, and one is distraction. When you are looking for the next best leader-follower program, you will always be distracted because there's a bazillion of them out there, and there's new ones popping up every day, and when you go to work, somebody's talking about the latest, greatest one they're doing, and then you get home and you see an article, and it's about the latest, greatest one that somebody else is doing. So you're perpetually distracted because there's always a new leader popping up. And here you are, just the follower going, oh, a new leader. Great. A new set of rules. Maybe I'll try those. The issue isn't the rules. The issue is the model. You will be perpetually distracted, and that leads to inconsistency. You cannot be inconsistent and get results. The other problem is that these leader follower models, when you are just following somebody else's rules, they lead to doubt. Why do they lead to doubt? They lead to doubt because everybody has a different opinion. And so you subscribe to this particular leader-follower model, but then leader over here is saying something different. And here you are just the follower. Well, should I follow this person or should I follow that person? And so you will constantly be doubting. And then that goes back to distraction. And that breeds inconsistency. You cannot get consistent results with an inconsistent approach. This leader-follower model, it also leads to dependence. When you subscribe to these plans where there is the hoo-ha, the guru, the person who makes the rules, maybe it's a person on Instagram that you follow or whatever else, you become dependent on that person. And if you run into a problem, you're like, oh, what is so-and-so or such-and-such, the leader, whether it's a person or it's an organization, what do they say about this? What am I supposed to choose? What do the rules say? And you never learn to be independent. So you are always dependent on the leader. And that is not a long-term sustainable approach. You drift. What happens when we don't follow the rules? Well, we broke the rules, so we feel bad. We have that ingrained so deeply in us. And then we're a little bit embarrassed. We're disappointed in ourselves, so then we drift. We broke the rules, so the day is shot. We messed up the rules over the weekend, so maybe next week we'll try harder. We drift, and when we drift, what does that lead to? Inconsistency, and you cannot get consistent results with an inconsistent approach. The biggest thing for me that I take issue with all of these leader-follower models where somebody is making the rules and you just step in and try and follow them is that they are completely and totally depersonalized. They are not about you. They are about people in general. Well, my friend, we're all different. And fat loss is about hormones. It's also about lifestyle. It's also about sustainability. So what's sustainable for me might not be sustainable for you. So I might maintain my results, but you won't because the approach isn't sustainable for you. My hormones require one way of eating. What about you? So these leader-follower one-size-fits-all programs, they're entirely depersonalized. And when they don't work for us the way they worked for somebody else, we feel frustrated, like there's something wrong with us. And so then what do? We drift. And when we drift, we're inconsistent. You cannot get consistent results with an inconsistent approach. We're also able to deflect. When we are sucked into, as most of us have been for most of our lives or all of our lives, or maybe we are right now, sucked into this leader-follower model, we deflect. And what I mean by that is that when something goes wrong or we don't get results, it's not our fault, it's the program's fault. We follow the rules and it didn't work, so it's not us, it's the rules. No, my friend, it's always you. But when you are taught that somebody else tells you what to do and if you do what they say, then you'll get results. When you don't, it's not you, it's them. And there's a total lack of accountability and ownership, and we never really evaluate what works for me, what works for my body, what is sustainable for me and what is not. I, Elizabeth, am a huge fan of the leader-leader model. I do not believe in the leader-follower model. I did that for most of my life. It didn't work for me. I was frustrated and I was fat. The leader-leader model goes like this. Yes, I, Elizabeth, have a lot of experience. I have a scientific background. I've lost over 100 pounds and kept it off. I've helped hundreds of people lose weight and keep it off. So I have something to offer, but so do you. You know your body. You know your preferences. You know your family situation. You know your results. You know how you feel throughout the day. Only you know how your body is responding on a day-to-day basis to the changes that you're making. You know how your hunger responds, your cravings, your energy, your sleep, your mood, all of these things. And so together, we develop a leader-leader model where, yeah, I have some insight that I'd love to share about best practices and structure, but I'm relying on you to say, and this is what works for me and this is what doesn't. And so this is where you create your best fat loss strategy with my help. It's collaborative. That's why I always talk about the fact that there's not rules, there's just tools. We're not setting up a bunch of rules that you follow. We're creating a bunch of rule or a bunch of tools that you have at your disposal. I want to talk about three different approaches to fat loss, and I see these in the people that I deal with in my fat loss fast tracks. I see these in the people who listen to the podcast. I see these in myself every day. And the three approaches are wishers, wanderers, and warriors. Now, the first thing I'll say is this. You might hear me go through this and say, oh man, I'm totally a wanderer, or I'm totally a warrior, or ooh, I'm kind of a wisher. You're whatever you decide to be at your next moment. I want to be clear that even if I go through these examples, you're a wisher every single time, that doesn't make you a wisher in general. It just makes your past behaviors fall into that category. But guess what? 15 minutes from now, when you make your next decision, you can choose to be a warrior. Do you understand that? Whatever your pattern of behavior is, whatever category your past behaviors most likely drifts towards, that's not who you are. That's not where you are. That is what you've done, and that's completely different. So if all of your choices have been warrior choices, that doesn't make you a warrior, because you could, for the next 15 choices, make wisher choices, and that also doesn't make you a wisher. So it's about what you do next, what you do now, not what you did yesterday or 10 minutes ago or for the last 10 years. Wishers have a desire, but they take little action. They want it, but they're not necessarily doing anything about it. Wanderers are seekers with short attention spans. They're the people that are bouncing around from, I'll try this, and oh, look at that, and oh, so-and-so is doing this. They have very short attention spans, these wanderers. Warriors, they show up to do the work every day. What's my best choice? That's what I'm going for next. They just show up to do the work. Wishers need to be told what to do. They are the perfect consumer in the leader-follower model. Give me the rules and tell me what to do. Wanderers can create a plan, but it's based on, like, if all the stars are aligned, if I'm totally prepared, if I have all the time in the world, if I have all the resources, if I wake up on time, this is what I can do. Warriors just make everything work to their advantage. It doesn't matter what goes right or what goes wrong. It doesn't matter who told them to do what or what they think they should do. They are going to make it work in their own best interests. Wishers watch other people and compare. They're always comparing themselves against the person next to them. Wanderers watch other people and then copy what they do. They create a plan based on that person on Instagram or that person on Facebook or their coworker who's recently lost 10 pounds. Warriors, they run their own race and other people are watching them. Their head is down and they are doing their own work. Wishers give in to temptation. Wanderers might not give in to the temptation unless they can find an excuse. They're not just going to say, ooh, cookie. They're going to say, well, I didn't have lunch, and if I have the cookie now, I won't have this later. Wanderers give in to excuses. Warriors make no excuses, and they don't give in. Wishers perform when it's comfortable. Ooh, the salad on this menu looks really good. Wanderers perform when they're prepared. Okay, I looked ahead. This is what I'm going to have, and I'm going to have it. Warriors just perform. No matter what the circumstances are, they are going to do what's in the best interests of themselves, of their goals. Wishers are seeking out these rules that other people write. Wanderers are great at following the rules. Maybe the wishers are just accumulating them. The wanderers will follow somebody else's rules, whether they're working or not. The warriors are leveraging tools. They are identifying what tools are effective in their lives, and they are leveraging them, using them to their advantage. Warriors refuse limitations. They say, nothing is going to get in my way. Don't tell me I can't. I will find a way. And warriors practice calm confidence. They aren't worried about anybody else's rules. They're saying, what's the best thing I can do in this situation? What tools do I have to help me navigate this? Warriors take responsibility. It's not because they overslept. It's not because they ran out of time. It's not because they were emotional. It's not because somebody else did it. They own their choices. And the warriors, see, they might not love the process. They might not love doing the work, but they are addicted to the results and they are in it for the results. Warriors go into situations expecting to succeed, and so they do. Which are you? Which are you going to be in your next choice? Which are you going to be between now and the end of the year? I want to help you become a warrior. I want to help you turn more of your choices into warrior choices. And I know that if we work together, we can do that together, and it will change your entire life. Not just your body composition, it will change your entire life. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, because I came from depression and obesity and 20 plus years of failure, I know you can create an incredible transformation. And I want to share with you about the opportunity to do that with me this fall in the Fat Loss Fast Track. We will work together and it will be different. It will be different because it is not that leader-follower model. I will not give you the rules so you can't break them. We will create them together for you in a very slow and sustainable and methodical way that works for your lifestyle. This is one of my past Fat Loss Fast Trackers. You've heard her on the podcast a couple of times. Her name is Maggie. You can follow her on Instagram. I'll share that up on social media. She is amazing, and she was in two consecutive Fat Loss Fast Tracks. She's come even further than this since then. She didn't believe she could do it either, and she just started with tracking. And you can have the same kind of transformation Maggie has created for herself, I have created for myself, and many of my other clients have created for themselves. I want to share with you something that one of my male clients wrote to me. He said, "I'm so grateful that I've worked with you this past year. It was last August that I first began listening to your podcasts. Your free podcasts are informative, tremendously engaging, and offer a message of hope to those who listen and challenge to those who agree to do the hard work of getting healthier. The investment I made with one-on-one, we did some one-on-one coaching, and the Fat Loss Fast Tracks gave me the detailed instructions to accomplish my fitness goals. To date, I have succeeded in the following. I've gone from weighing 252 pounds to 206. My blood pressure has gone from 187 over 90 to 113 over 64. His heart rate, resting, has gone from 80 to 64. He'll be 58 years old. He wrote this to me a few months ago and is running a half marathon and a full marathon. Another client wrote to me, "My deprivation dieting mindset," which we can all relate to, "is really shifting. I love how eating well makes me feel. I can get sick of eating certain foods fairly quickly, so I have to get creative in switching things up. I think the last 6 months," she did two back-to-back fast tracks, "has moved me forward more than anything else ever has. It has completely changed my life. The weight has come off slower, but it's permanent. And my mindset is shifting in so many ways. I'd rather it take 2 years than some HCG drops or other method where I never change and end up gaining it all back." Another client wrote to me, "Let's start with the numbers, but end with what's really important. Since starting the Fat Loss Fast Track almost 90 days ago, I'm down 13.5 pounds, lost 2.5 inches off my waist, 1 inch off my hips, 0 off my bust, amazingly, and almost 2 inches off each thigh. While this is a huge success, all this can't compare to what I have gained in mental growth, power, and stamina. I feel so wonderful in my body, and I am so thankful I have developed a relationship where I now listen so much more carefully to what my body needs. Every step in this journey has amazed and surprised me. Along the way, I've been so fortunate to find the people that I have needed. Thank you, EB," that's me, "you came along right when I need you." So the Fat Loss Fast Track is 12 weeks, and it's super interactive with me, with you, and with the other people. It is a transformation opportunity, and we'll work together to establish lifelong habits, not short-term strategies, and implement fat loss best practices and eliminate all of the mental and emotional barriers between where you are today and where you want to be. So what does that look like? Let's go into so what's included? Every single week you get a challenge. These pictures are from one of my clients, and these were only 3 or 4 week progress pictures. So the first picture and the second picture were 3 or 4 weeks apart, and then the third and the fourth. So every week you will get one single challenge. I think one of the big reasons we aren't successful in diets is because we try to do too much at once and then we're overwhelmed. We all have a limited amount of time and attention and focus and energy. We will only do one thing each week. Doesn't sound like much, but it makes a big difference. You can see here that she says, "I don't have to be obsessive or neurotic in order to have results, and I don't have to have a perfect body in order to love myself." Completely sustainable lifestyle changes. So then in every weekly challenge, you will have a webinar. So the email with the challenge basically says, "Here's what your challenge is this week. Ready? Go." And then the webinar details, all right, so like practically speaking, how do we incorporate this into your life? What do we do when obstacles come up? How do we account for having a family? How do we account for stress at work? How do we account for lack of time in preparing? How do we account for cravings, for emotions? So the webinars coach you through implementing it into your own lifestyle. One of my clients wrote, I love this week's challenge. This morning I found myself craving when I wasn't hungry and I nearly gave in. My mind was telling me things like, you can't withstand this and it'll only get worse. And if you don't give in, you'll really overdo it later. You've been so good for 6 days. But then I thought, do not react. See, some of our challenges are about nutrition. Lots of our challenges are about mindset strategies for overcoming obstacles. And then some of our challenges are about movement. So she says, so I sat there and it sucked because I wasn't sure if I could handle it or if it would take up the whole day. As I waited, I felt what was happening in my belly and I wasn't hungry. I noticed the mental debate happening in my head and I just observed it. And eventually the craving went away. I survived and I felt powerful. I am building trust and confidence in myself and I can feel my feelings without something terrible happening. So you get your weekly challenge, you get your weekly webinar. Then we have a private Facebook group. Now, if you don't have Facebook, that's totally fine because all of the tools that I will provide to you are outside of Facebook. Facebook is for the benefit of the people who want to feel like they're in it with somebody, like they have an easy place to pop in with questions. Of course, you can email me your questions, but Facebook's a convenient place to do that or to share your wins and share your struggles and coach people through that. But all the tools are delivered outside of Facebook. So if you don't have Facebook or Facebook isn't your thing, or you find yourself comparing to other people, I don't stand for that. I'll quash that like super fast. But if you don't have Facebook, no sweat. But if you're looking for a community of people who are trying to change in the same kinds of ways without diets for once, it is a great place for you. A great place for you. And one of my clients said in the Facebook group, I've learned so much from this process that I'm not even aware of. I find myself talking through different situations or emotions without realizing that I'm doing it. Just today in the car on my way home, I was thinking, ooh, I'm hungry. Maybe just a little snack when I get home. We have Fritos. I could have Fritos. Wait, seriously? How will you feel after you eat them? You've had an awesome day and you feel amazing. You're going to mess it all up because of Fritos? Seriously? You're not going to die if you don't have a snack. So I guess this was me not reacting to a fleeting craving that would have made me feel shitty in the end. I've been kind of MIA in the Facebook group the past couple of weeks, but Elizabeth's voice has been ever present in my mind. I'm so thankful for this process and how healthy I feel mentally more than anything. I still make less than stellar choices every so often, but I'm making progress and not letting it derail me. I guess I'm finally putting everything into practice. I know the information and what I need to do and how I can make good choices, but I'm finally understanding the mindset and how I actually have that power, not just saying, yeah, I know I can do it, but I'm actually doing it and it's coming naturally. A very powerful feeling. Indeed. So then you get a 12-week journal. Now, I gotta say, I'm gonna like brag on myself a little bit here, which I rarely do. I just completely overhauled the journal and it is freaking amazing. It is a 12-week journal, not for just writing down what you eat, but writing down your goals, tracking your progress towards your goals, practicing gratitude, seeing what went well and what you can improve. It is the best tool in the world. And it's brand new this time around. I made tons of changes based on the feedback from all of my past fat loss fast trackers. And it's fantastic. Workouts. Now, if you are not working out, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If you are not working out, these workouts are completely optional. But if you are working out, I want you to have access to tutorials on proper form and movement, as well as information about how to make a workout efficient and effective, whether you're a beginner or an intermediate or more advanced, whether you're working out at home with very little equipment or at a gym. I want it to be efficient for fat loss. So we have workouts for beginners as well as for more advanced folks. And if you're not doing it, don't worry. It's totally, totally optional. One of my clients started working out for the first time in the Fat Loss Fast Track. And she said, I experienced something new this morning. Increased energy upon awakening. I didn't have that nagging temptation to stay in bed just 10 more minutes. I didn't have the desire to blow off making a fat loss friendly breakfast and driving through my local Tim Hortons. Instead, I had a strong desire to get up, cook some bacon and scrambled eggs, spinach and salsa, have a nice cup of coffee, and head into the office early. Is this what people talk about when they say exercising and getting in a workout actually increases their energy levels? If so, bring it on. It feels amazing to feel amazing. Level up lectures. This is something else that I incorporate into the Fat Loss Fast Track. See, every single week, you get your challenge and your webinar at the beginning of the week, right? On Sundays, all right? So you know what you need to start the week. But as we go into the weekend, sometimes we can feel a little unfocused, a little like, wah, wah, and kind of be thinking, maybe I'll gear up for Monday. No. I create these level up lectures. Think of them as mini motivational podcasts just for you guys in the Fat Loss Fast Track, just for you guys who said, I'm doing this. So you get those towards the end of the week on Thursday or Friday, every single week, little mini podcasts just for you to charge you up, get you refocused and motivated. One of my clients wrote, Elizabeth, I just joined the spring group. I'm still fully committed to improving my financial life. However, this course is an extra expense at a time where I have little space for necessity. So basically, money's tight, but I'm doing it anyway. She says, this is the only class I've ever taken, the only group I've ever been in where no one gets off the hook. By this, I mean there is an ever-present sentiment of focusing forward, looking up, taking responsibility for choices, and learning from them. Right now, I'm not where I want to be. I'm on my way there, but I'm not there. And I want help so that I can get there for the last time with confidence and knowing that I'll be there for life. Guys, it just works. I worked really hard to create this to be totally contrary to the diets out there that we've all been on and done, because if they worked, we wouldn't be here right now. And I work really carefully with my current clients and my past Fat Loss Fast Trackers to say, hey, what really works? What was effective? What wasn't so fantastic? And how can we change it to make it really high impact? And so I adjust every round to make it better. Who is it for? And this is the link where you can get all the information and grab your spot because space is limited, but we'll get to that. Who is it for? It's not for people who are looking for rules. If you want a meal plan or a food list, this is not for you. If you want a sustainable approach for taking care of your body and getting the results that you want, that you can do for the rest of your life that works for your lifestyle, it's for you. If you're a negative Nelly that just wants to talk about how hard things are and how bad it sucks that you can't eat pizza all day like your sister and stay slim, it's not for you. That's not my style. I don't love that. But if you know that you want to take advantage of this time before the end of the year, this is the last Fat Loss Fast Track of 2016, and you know that your health is a gift and you don't want to take it for granted anymore, it's probably for you. We should be friends. I already told you who it's not for. Your negative Nellies, your people that want rules from somebody else and they just want to follow like an automaton. That's cool. There's plenty of people doing that. I'm just not one of them. All right. So we start on October the 2nd. We go for 12 weeks. You can go to primalpotential.com/fall16, fall16, all one word, and grab your spot. You will have access to me every day for 12 weeks. You will get a challenge. You will get a webinar. You will get your level up lectures. I will be in our Facebook group every day. I answer every post. I answer every single question that's put in there. $497. Or you can make 3 monthly payments and then you pay a little bit more than $497 just because it's 3 monthly payments and I have to follow up on that kind of stuff. But that is the scoop. If you're thinking nothing ever works for me, I would say you haven't done this. I designed this for people like me who say nothing ever works for me. One of my clients wrote, I've lost 35 pounds and 22 inches in the last 2 months. She did 2 back-to-back fat loss fast tracks. I could not see my own progress because I wore lots of baggy and stretchy clothes, but the first thing I noticed is that I lost all my stretch marks. I still have a ways to go, but mentally I'm in a good place. I know the physical will come. Thanks to EB for being a huge part in this transition for me. Also, thanks to everybody in the group for being so positive and inspiring. We do have a positive, inspiring bunch of people, so if you're not positive or inspiring, or you don't want to learn to be positive, inspiring, it might not be right for you. How much access do you have? You can ask me a question, I will answer. Now, if you ask it after, say, 8:30 at night, I might not get back to you until the next day. But in the Facebook group or on email, I will support everybody. And that's exactly why I limit the size. A lot of people in this space are like, hey, it's open, everybody's welcome. And then they shut down by a specific date, but they'll take as many people as possible. I don't do that, and here's why. Because I wouldn't be able to answer everybody's questions. So the reason I limit enrollment is because I want to know you. I want to know what you're up to. I want to know how your progress is going. I want to know what fat loss friendly foods are really working for you and which ones aren't. And I want to be able to be available to you. So I've never had anybody say you weren't accessible. In fact, most people are like, I know you're there whenever I need you. And I am. Will I tell you what to eat? No, I won't. Will I teach you basic fat loss nutrition principles? Absolutely. Will I give you ideas and point you in the right direction? Absolutely. But you will tell you what to eat because I am not in your kitchen. What results can I expect? Well, what effort will you bring, right? Like you've seen, we've had some people that have lost 30, 40 pounds. We have other people that have lost 5, 10 pounds. We have other people who didn't even join for weight loss, right? Maybe they wanted to improve their relationship with food and not be so obsessed and negative and restrictive. We have other people that really wanted to reach a fitness goal. Like one person wanted to do push-ups on her toes and was so excited when she hit that just like 4 weeks in. So the results aren't really dependent on the program as much as they are dependent on your consistency and level of effort. So here's the deal, guys. I only take a limited number of people so that, because I mean, if I just wanted to open up my pocketbook, I wouldn't limit it. But I want to know you. I want to be a part of the journey with you. I want to be able to answer your questions and do so in a timely way. I want it to be a community and not like, you know, a banquet hall. So you go to primalpotential.com/fall16. There's frequently asked questions there. There's a lot more testimonials from past clients. All the details are there about what and when. We kick off October 2nd. As far as level of technology required to participate, you have to be able to click. That's it. If you can click, you're good. I would love, 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 love to help you reach your goals this fall. This is the last fat loss fast track of the year, so I don't want you to miss out on this one because there won't be another one until 2017. If you guys have questions after you go to this link, primalpotential.com/fall16, let me know. I'm happy to help. We'll probably be closing down within the next few days, so jump on it if you want a spot. Talk to you soon, guys. Take care.
Are you ready to move beyond listening and learning and really change your life? Really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks? I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. Here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.